Bank of Cardiff. This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Oh, Jeremiah. My name is Robert Laird, R&J Logging.
Yeah, how you doing?
It's been a couple of months or maybe now since you talked to me.
Okay.
I think you called me and I was out of pocket kind of, and you were supposed to send me some stuff, on email, and we actually never got it. But you did a follow-up call on it, and I just haven't called back. But
what was the name of your business again?
R&J Logging.
Okay, hold on one second. Let me pull your file up here.
Laird, L-A-R-D is the last name.
Okay, give me one second. I'll pull that up here. Orange. Okay. Oh, I see it right here. Okay, yeah, I got you guys up right here. What can I do for you, sir?
Well, you'd already sent me gave me a message back that you had approved of it, but for like $250, but I'm really not interested in getting that much. But
okay, what are you looking to get?
You're telling me it kind of depends. I was trying to find out y'all got new payment plans and new interest rates and stuff, and you was gonna send that to me, but like I said, I never got it. I was just curious to what your interest and payment plans are now.
Sure.
Probably looking at close to, I'm going to say, ballpark figure right now, about 100.
About 100K, okay. And what do you guys plan on using it for?
Well, it's more working capital. I'm going to pay off some of my equipment notes and stuff and free up some stuff and then have a little working capital.
Okay.
To.
What are you going to be paying off? What type of equipment?
Oh, I got a truck and a log truck and a skidder.
Okay, truck and skidder. And then when you say you're going to use it, as capital, like in what way are you? You mind expanding on that a little bit?
Well, it's mainly just to help keep, help the business, Maybe,
so for cash flow.
Right, help cash flow in the business.
Okay, sounds good. How soon are you looking to get it?
Well, kind of, I guess we're going to do it here probably next few days or so. I know last time when I talked to you, when I worked with y'all before, y'all usually headed out 3 or 4 days or something like that.
yeah, we're pretty quick about it. Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, do you have anything out right now? Do you have any loans out right now?
Well, just basically my equipment.
Just the equipment?
Such as that. Yeah, just my, your regular, like a house note, equipment notes. Vehicle notes, but other than that, no other kind of loans like this, outside loans.
Okay, good.
Just pretty much basically what people every day do.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me see if I can pull this up real quick and see what we can do for you. What did you guys do last time? Do you remember?
It seemed like a couple of times from y'all, but mm-hmm. I think the last was like 60, somewhere in that area.
Oh, 65.
Okay, yeah.
Looks like that about right. Okay, that sounds about right. All right, I tell you what,
your interest rates and everything was way, way up there. Of course, I've had about 4 or 5 of y'all's people call me and leave me messages. Steady asking me. I'm just curious to how your rates have changed and your payment plans have changed.
Well, the reason why I was following up with you is to let you know is that since you are a returning customer, Robert, I'm going to get you the best rate that you've had with all these loans. So I know that since you are a returning customer, we know that you pay it off. We know that you keep your word. And we want to help you out, and we want to continue to keep you as a customer. So as soon as I get this information from you, I'm going to submit it. I'm going to submit you for the returning customer programs. Okay, so with those programs, they're much better rates than our new customers that are coming in. And we want to try to get you longer term, so that way it kind of helps you out. You don't have to pay it all back ASAP. So what I'm going to need from you is, let me see, how long has it been? It's been about, it's been almost a couple years. Yeah. Okay, so a lot has changed since then. Here's what I'm going to do. What's a, Robert, what's a good email for me to send something to?
It's Spike, S-P-I-K-E.
S-P-I-K-E.
S-P-I-K-E, you got that right.
Mm-hmm.
At, you know, that's your little A sign.
Mm-hmm.
EastTex, which is EASTEX.
Okay.
Dot net.
Okay, let me verify that. So I got Spike, S-P-I-K-E, at EastTex, which is EASTEX.net.
Yeah, a lot of people have put two T's on that, and that messes it up.
Yeah, just one.
Let me make. I'm hold on 1 second. I'm gonna make sure I did that right.
Okay, no worries.
It is. It is EastTex, right? EastTex.net.
Okay.
All right,
no problem.
Just
verify that right quick.
I got that. .net. Yeah, I'm correct.
Okay, perfect. I will. Let me see here. I will get you something together. How soon do you think you can get me the info that I need? You know, it's just going to be the normal bank statements and that application. And then have you guys filed for 2015 tax returns, or did you get an extension?
No, we filed. They done got paid and everything this year, them rascals.
What'd you guys do in sales last year, Robert?
Well, it was, what did we run last year on, you know, well, like our tax, what did we run on our tax return? What was the, I mean,
what'd you guys make on
looking at the gross?
Yeah.
Or make, I don't know, they said I made a lot because the IRS got over 20,000 out of me this year, so.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, I don't know. She's looking it up. She's got to get that paper and find it. I mean, I don't know all that right off the top of my head.
Yeah, no worries. What? How long you been in business for?
At least. Well, I've been doing this type of business for years, and but I mean, this R&J Logging Company, I think it's been going seven. We've been back
in business on R&J 7 years now.
7 years?
7 years, yeah.
Oh, good for
I
you.
I got out of the logging business, turned it over to my son, and was doing another type of business, and we had a, of course, I know y'all get these out, you're out in California, well, y'all get a lot of wildfires out there.
Yeah, we do.
And I used to do site prep work, which meant, you know, we'd done a lot of burning and stuff of that sort. And then we just had a major drought here, and we had a lot of wildfires, and that kind of killed that business.
Yeah.
So I went back in the logging business.
Oh.
But anyway, so.
Okay. So
been doing this stuff. I mean, I'm fixing to be 59. I've been cutting logs ever since I was 16. So it's, you know, it's something I've been doing a long time. So.
It's like clockwork for you, huh? You don't even think about it anymore. It's just
right. You just do it. You know.
That makes sense. I've never cut a log. I've tried, and you have to be strong physically to be doing that all the time.
Oh yeah. Man, back in the old days when we used to run chainsaw every day, you was pretty healthy if you could do that every day, all day long.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's good. Hey, you guys must have built a pretty good customer base, too, right now in your area. Is that how you get a lot of your business?
Well, yeah. Well, actually, I work directly for a paper mill company.
Okay.
Haul them, you know, the timber and stuff. They go straight to them. And I don't have the middlemen I used to have. Used to, you always had somebody you had to work for, and they, you know, they would sell the products for you. And now I'm hooked directly to the company. So.
Oh wow.
And that kind of helps out a little bit. You don't have
absolutely.
That middleman. Middleman's always going to make a little bit, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I do understand. Well, good for you. It's good to hear that. Are you 100% owner there, Robert?
Yeah. I'm 100% owner.
100%. Okay. So here's what I'm going to go ahead and do for you. I'm going to send you that email with the list of documents that I'll need along with the signed application. Let me see here. How soon do you think you can get some of this paperwork back to me?
Oh, I mean, we get the email. I mean, we could probably have everything. I'm pretty sure we could have most everything back together in a couple of hours.
All right, perfect. That's what I want to do. I want, because I know you need this ASAP. If I can get this in today, I can submit it before the end of the day and then get you an approval by Monday.
Right.
And then we can hopefully get you funded by Tuesday or Wednesday. How's that sound?
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay, so let's do this. Let me. What's a good number, Robert, to call you back on?
It's 938-1675.
Okay. So give me about 5 minutes. Let me put something together here. I'm going to send it to you. If you don't get it in 5 minutes, can you call me back? Because I want to make, or if you get it, just respond, say, got it, and then you'll get me the docs you need.
Okay. So I can actually just text you back that I got it?
Respond to me on the email. That'll be better.
Okay. I got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't do all that. I'm no good at computer work, but my wife can do that for me.
Perfect. That's why you have a wife, right? She helps you with all that. The technical stuff.
She's a little more than that, I guess. But
no, I know. I'm just joking.
I might be too. She didn't hear that, did she?
No, I'm sure she would have let you know if she heard that.
Anyway, but yeah, we'll let you know.
Okay, Robert, sounds good. I'll look out for your email, but I'll shoot that over to you in about 5 minutes.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, we'll be in touch.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.